The best. How Qatar 2022 could have affected award hopefuls. With the best FIFA football awards just around the corner in January, FIFA Plus looks at how performances in Qatar could have boosted the chances of certain candidates. With 2023 on the horizon, award season is in full swing. The best FIFA football awards are about to crown the best of football. Footballers, coaches, fans and goals will all be honored at the ceremony in February. But how has Qatar 2022 changed things? Players and coaches have made their presence known at this World Cup, but will it be enough to pip those who have been in the limelight all year to the post? It is not yet known who will be shortlisted for these awards, so all comments are, of course, purely speculation and excited conjecture. Nevertheless, it's time to consider how football's biggest tournament might have impacted on its most prestigious awards. The best FIFA men's player. Since the best FIFA men's player was first named in January 2017, Lionel Messi has only failed to appear in the top three once, winning the award with 46% of the vote in 2019. Conversely, Kylian Mbappe has yet to feature in the final three. Yet surely it is these two players who have most enhanced their reputation thanks to the World Cup. The final was not just Argentina versus France, but Messi versus Mbappe. The old versus the new, the past versus the future. It would be a bold prediction to say neither will win the award. But how about Luka Modric, 2018's winner? The midfielder not only added a fifth Champions League and third La Liga title to his honors list this year, but he also takes home a bronze medal after another series of influential performances on the world stage. The best FIFA men's goalkeeper. Though Dominic Livakovic and Emiliano Martinez had the tournament of their lives, the latter taking home the Adidas Golden Glove, will club performances still hold sway? It could be too late in the day for their heroics to turn the tables on the likes of Champions League winner Thibaut Courtois, award winner and 2018 FA Cup winner, Champions League and Premier League runner-up Alisson, winner in 2019 or Bundesliga stalwart Manuel Neuer 2020's best. The World Cup's influence cannot be underestimated, however, with Hugo Lloris' second-place finish in 2018 largely thanks to his World Cup winner's medal. The best FIFA men's coach. Perhaps the category where the World Cup will have most influence will be the best FIFA men's coach. Unlike players, coaches don't tend to straddle the club and international platforms, with the latest national treasures going head-to-head with club custodians. Lionel Scaloni and the formation of his World Cup-winning Scalwunta have surely propelled the Argentinian into contention, just as Didier Deschamps managed in 2018 while Walid Regragui's accomplishments with Morocco should not go unmentioned. Carlo Ancelotti, fresh off the back of an indomitable year with Real Madrid, is likely to be the leading club candidate standing in their way. FIFA Fan Award. Unique in that it is for the fans, voted by the fans. This is the award where you truly have control over who is rewarded for an outstanding moment or gesture. As is tradition, the Japanese support set an example by cleaning away their litter following games, while Moroccan fans were praised for their vibrant, inclusive and effervescent celebrations. Could these displays of respect and rhapsody be among the most iconic moments of 2022? FIFA Special Award for an Outstanding Career Achievement. Every year, players from both the men's and women's game break astonishing records, set new expectations, accomplish great new feats and go where no man or woman has gone before. The Qatar 2022 World Cup has contributed to those achievements. Lionel Messi has now played more World Cup games and minutes than any other men's player, made more World Cup appearances as captain than any men's or women's player and is Argentina's leading goal scorer at the World Cup. Meanwhile, Cristiano Ronaldo became the first man to score at 5 World Cups, in doing so breaking the record for Portugal's oldest World Cup goal scorer. Olivier Giroud became France's all-time men's top goal scorer with a tally of 52. Hugo Lloris became Les Blues' record appearance maker for the men's game with 145 and Dani Alves defied logic to captain Brazil at 39 years of age. Without even considering club careers or the women's international game, the panel already have a smorgasbord of achievements to choose from. Candidates and careers considered above may not even make it into the equation, while other unmentioned accomplishments could be crowned for all to see, as is the magic of football. All will be revealed at the ceremony on the 27th of February 2023.